Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you tonight. And we want to welcome you to this open heaven. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you. We're so grateful that you have decided to come and join us on tonight. We want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Invite. We are indeed live on tonight. We're so grateful. We're so grateful tonight, amen, to have, amen, the man of God back with us on tonight. So we're live tonight, people of God. Again, go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Truly, there's a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord. And we want them to hear it. Amen. We don't want to be selfish. We're not selfish, but we want to share. So we want you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. While you are inviting, go ahead and get your pen and pencil and your paper and get ready. Get yourself positioned. Get ready to take notes on tonight, because we know that there's going to be a lot of information given. As a matter of fact, there's going to be a lot of information given over the next 3 nights. We're so grateful to have with us, we say, one of our own, none other than the man of God, the prophet, Virgil Postel. So go ahead and dial, let somebody know. Let somebody know that the man of God is with us on tonight. There is a word from the Lord. Go ahead and invite on tonight. Invite on tonight. Again, he's going to be with us for the next 3 nights. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful for him finding the time to come and bless the people of God. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? We're grateful for that. Amen. So while you're inviting, we just want to give honor to our leaders. I want to give honor to my leaders, as always, on tonight. First and foremost, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, giving God thanks and praise for him, for he's truly the head of this line. And we're so grateful for, amen, his leading, his guiding, people of God, just grateful. Amen for that. Thanking the Lord on tonight for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle Dr. S.D. James, giving God thanks and praise for him. thanking God for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James, giving God thanks and praise on tonight for our senior apostle, none other than the Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Amen. Thanking God for Lady Rachel on tonight. Thanking God for our presiding bishop, as well as my pastor on tonight, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking God for all of the advisors, each and every one of them on tonight, their space and place, a part of this outreach ministry. We just thank God for each of them on tonight, as well thanking God for our prayer warrior and our scripture reader on tonight. And thanking God for you, people of God. We thank God for each of you. We thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you. We thank you for your time and attention to come and be a part of what God is doing in this space and in this place. Amen. So we thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you again. Go ahead and invite on tonight. We thank God for all of our international listeners. We bless the Lord. Now, people of God, stretching into over 110 countries, we are indeed grateful. And I'm telling you, people of God, that's only the Lord's doing. It's the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. We're grateful. Thank you from afar. We thank you for wherever you're listening from. Thank you. Thank you for downloading the broadcast. We pray that they are a blessing unto you, and whatever and however you're finding that you're sharing, we just give God thanks and we give God praise for you. Amen. So God bless you. We know that you're listening. We don't see you, but we know that you're listening. So we thank God for you. We bless God for you, each and every one on tonight. Again, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Invite. People of God, we do want to sanctify the line on tonight, getting ready for the word. We want to always, as always, sanctify the line on tonight, and we're going to ask on tonight Missionary Fan if she would come and sanctify our line on tonight. And people of God, listen, we want you to get ready to hear from the Lord on tonight. We're so grateful again for the man of God coming to be with us on this night and again for the next three nights. We bless God for it. Amen, Jesus. We bless God for that on tonight, people of God. So we're going to have, amen, the blessing of the line, have our scripture reading, and people of God, after that, the next voice you will hear will be that of the man of God for the hour, God's messenger for the hour, people of God, none other than the prophet Virgil Postel. He is the pastor founder of On Tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. But he is, amen, Jesus, the pastor of KMI Fellowship of Churches Ministries. Glory to God. So we thank God for him on tonight. Amen, Jesus. He wears many hats. Amen. He has a seal. Glory be to God. Amen. Validating all of the works. And he'll tell us about those when he comes on the line. But again, he's no stranger to us, people of God. But we receive him with open arms on tonight. So the next voice you will hear after the scripture reading will be that of the prophet Virgil Postel. God bless you, missionary fan. You have the platform. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Glory, glory, glory to your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this night, Lord God, giving your name the praise, the glory, giving your name the honor, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, thanking you right now, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy and for bringing us, Lord God, from this morning up to this point in time, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to look
upon us tonight, Lord God, each and every one of us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, every country, Lord God, that's on the line, every city, Lord God, every state, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, every household, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, for all our iniquities, Lord God, for all transgressions, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to create in us tonight, Lord God, a clean heart and renew, Lord God, a right spirit within us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, with a repentant heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for every thought, Lord God, every thought that we may have had, Lord God, this day, Lord God, that wasn't, Lord God, pleasing to you. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to sanctify us, Lord God, once again. Cleanse us, Lord God, this night, that we may hear farther from you. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord God, to heal, deliver, set free tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, save, Lord God. Fill with the Holy Ghost this night, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, there may be unsaved one on the line tonight, Lord God. Touch their hearts. Touch their minds right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, move, Lord God, this night. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let your perfect will be done on this line tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to look on your servant tonight, Lord God, your mouthpiece, Lord God, your man of God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let your word come forth, Lord God, and help us to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us, Lord God, this night. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move mightily, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, move right now on that boy, that girl, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that woman, that man, Lord God, that's looking for an answer, looking for hope. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way. For we know, Lord God, that you are our hope, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move right now on Mr. Bradley, Lord God. Touch her right now, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God. Supply every need, Lord God, according to your riches and glory, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we will give you the praise. We will give you the glory. We will give you the honor this night. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And we will say hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, and thank you so much, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you tonight, missionary fan. Amen. For sanctifying the line for us, people of God, getting us ready, getting our hearts ready on tonight. And the scripture reading tonight comes from Ephesians, the fourth chapter, beginning at the fourth verse. Down to verse number 13. And the scripture reads, "There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it? But he also descended first unto the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same that ascended up far above all the heavens, and he, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." Amen. Glory to God. We have read for you Ephesians, the fourth chapter, the fourth through the 13th verse. Amen. And we're so grateful tonight again to have with us the man of God, Again, we say he's no stranger to this line. Glory to God. Just want to, on tonight, read his bio for us on tonight, into your hearing. Just want to read his bio into your hearing, people of God. Again, we, as we stated, he wears many, many hats. Amen. So tonight, Prophet Virgil L. Postel Jr., he is a well-known pastor, CEO, author, and spiritual leader. He was born in the United States, and at 12, he gave his life to Christ. He has been devoted to ministry, and at 14, he began his ministry. He is the pastor of Elohim's Revival Center International, a church that has served the community for many years. Prophet Postel is also the chief executive officer of KMI, the Fellowship of Churches Worldwide, and is recognized as the spiritual father of many sons and daughters throughout the U.S. and abroad. He has also served as the former apostolic leader of over 15 ministries, national and international. Prophet Postel has a Bachelor of Arts in International Business, specializing in logistics management, and a minor in public administration from Ashford University. He also holds a Master of Business Administration, specializing in entrepreneurship, and an honorary Doctorate of Christian Education from New Eden International Ministries and School of Ministry. Prophet Postel has served as the Provost and Dean of Education at New Eden School of Ministry and was One Heart New Work Network CEO, excuse me, and was One Heart Network CEO. He has founded several companies, including V. Postel Ministries, Relaxed Handmade Apostocracy, UNI Fragrance Line, Kingdom Inc. Publishing Company, and Red Elephant Footwear. He is also the author of 10 books and 2 journals. Prophet Postel is a certified professional life coach, loan signing agent of the state of Florida, RON agent of the USA, social media influencer, and podcast host. He is a PhD student at the University of Arizona Global Campus, with a degree in organizational development and leadership, specializing in leadership diversity. Throughout his career, Prophet Postel has touched the lives of countless individuals, inspiring them to lead a life centered on faith, hope, and love. He continues to be a guiding light to many, and a source of inspiration to all who seek to walk in the path of righteousness. And tonight, people of God, he is God's messenger for this hour. We just want to encourage you one more time, go ahead and invite someone to come and be a part of what God is about to do. And tonight, we introduce to some, present to others, none other than Prophet Virgil Postel. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God. We give honor and praise to God on tonight for who he is. We thank God for all of you in your respectful places. We honor tonight every leader. We thank God for our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James. Thank God for Mother Carrie James, Bishop K.A. Tenna, Apostle Samuel Huggins, and the First Lady. We thank God for everybody, every leader, every pastor, every man and woman of God, wherever you are, whoever you are, and whatever your position is. Amen. We honor the Lord tonight and all that he is doing and getting ready to do for our lives. Let us pray, not to be before you alone, but I'm going to do this assignment tonight so we can come on and be back on here tomorrow night so we won't have to be weary tonight. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, your power and your authority. We thank you, God, for who you are. We thank you for your spirit, oh God, tonight. And, Lord, we ask you, God, that you would move in this place. God, we pray that you would forgive us for all sins, sins of omission and commission. Blot out every transgression, even our master. Cover this atmosphere, even now, God. We pray, Father, that Jesus, oh God, that you will rest over this place. Give me the strength to decrease that you might increase now, Lord, in the midst of this place, oh God. I pray, God, that you will speak to your people according to your will and your purpose and desire for their life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn me to 1 Peter. 1 Peter. 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Scripture. 1 Peter chapter 2. I don't have a title tonight. I'm just going to give you what the Lord has given me. Amen. Is that all right with everybody?
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. One verse from there. Then we'll go to Matthew chapter 6 and begin at verse 9. There, all right? It said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Matthew 6 and verse 9, I'm sorry. Matthew 6 and verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, yes, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We see in this particular passage of Scripture where the Bible talks about a royal priest. And to understand what a royal priest is, we have to go to the biblical dictionary and to define these things. And a royal priest, it means someone who prepares and does administrative work. They're known for passing sacrament as were asked to do so. So in other words, this was the assignment of the priest was to do sacrament in what we see today's church. But a royal priest, if we go back in time, a royal priest was always on call, if not lived in the castle or lived around the castle or not too far from it. They had to tend to the needs of the court. The royal priest also not only gave sacrament, but also gave blessing for war, gave blessings for marriage. You could not get, in fact, married in the olden days, except the Catholic Church came into agreement with your marriage. A Catholic priest had to sign off on your marriage. They had to sign off on if your marriage was going to be lawful or if it was going to benefit the church or not. But then there is also a different type of royal priest. Royal priest, when we talk about the Bible, God's royal priest. And so the royal priest, such as Aaron, performing the responsibilities of the Aaronic priesthood, such as cleaning out churches, meeting houses, setting up chairs, and doing all kind of things for the house of God. See, a royal priest serves in every facet in the body of Christ. And so when we look at pastors and preachers and those who are called and chosen to a work in the kingdom, your first call is to servanthood. Your first call is to serve. Now, before I started ministry, I was cleaning trash. I was dumping the trash after church with the ushers. I would finish my armor bearer duties, and I would make sure the pastor's all right, and I would grab a broom. And I was sweeping the floor. I was mopping the bathroom. I served getting gum from up under the seat. A royal priest put in time and effort in the church. People that knows how to serve in the body of Christ know how to lead in the body of Christ. Oh, Lord. And what we have now is to understand the duty and the purpose of a royal priest. Just because you wear the hat of a leader don't mean you can't pick up no trash. Just because you preach the good sermon don't mean you can't grab a broom. But a royal priest is a servant. You know, when we think about pastors, prophets, apostles, evangelists, teachers, we think about people in high-ranking positions. Y'all don't mind if I teach tonight. We think of people in high positions, people who are there, right? You know, that's a prophet. I remember as a young kid, you know, coming in the church, and this one with the Bible was fun and educational, and we really learned some things. And I remember as a young kid coming in the church, and they would say, the prophet going to be here today. And a fear would be on you. Even as young kids, you feared the prophet because what you know of a prophet was that they represent God himself. Not only did they represent God himself, but when they came, they saw you as God saw you, meaning that you could not get away. So even as a little kid, we would be fearful, scared. Oh, God. Not knowing, as kids, we didn't know what sin was, really. We heard it preached, but we feared because we knew what the position represented. See, when you are a royal priest, your position in God represents something. It means something. It stands for something. And as we, as children, my age, I'm 40 now, but when I grew up older, I started realizing that the church woman of God began to lose the reverence and fear, not for the man of God, not for the woman of God, but for the God living in the inside of the vessel. They didn't care if God seen. They didn't care if God knew. They just came in church and flopped down on the bench. It didn't bother them that God saw their he saw their nastiness. It didn't trouble them that God saw their behavior. Comfortable. Relaxed. There was no fear. I wasn't even grown when I began to see these things take place. I was just in high school. I gave my life to Christ. And I began to see people in church older than me raving, saying, disrespectful to leadership. I see pastors act in all kind of ways as a kid. But the priesthood and the priests that walk in the priesthood didn't realize they had tainted the office. I'm going to say this. Anytime a leader steps outside the ordinance of a priest, you step outside of the functionality of the office. And if you go back into the Old Testament scripture, the Bible said when God told Abraham, not Abraham, but Aaron, that when Moses told him, said, take off your priestly garments, the Bible said he died that day. Not the day after, not 3 days after. So anytime a priest steps out of their character, the church not only lose reverence for them, but the church also recognize that the priest has backslid from their position. I don't want to stay there too long. A royal priest has a level of accountability. A royal priest ranks in a particular authority. And so in order for me to understand and for you to understand royal priesthood, I had to understand God's visual viewpoint on what royalty really was. Royalty in the Bible, the word royal means kingly. It is a priesthood that has been elevated to rule and exercise a priestly function in coordination with their high priest, the King of Kings. When you have been called to serve as a priest, as a leader, your job is to make sure that every encounter that the people of God have with you is a godly encounter. Every encounter that the people have when they see you is a godly encounter. They should recognize the authority of God in you, not by how you lead alone, but what they see on the inside. When you recognize the authority in a priest cannot deviate from their assignment when they're called, when they're chosen to serve, when they're chosen to be in the position, they cannot deviate. Priests raise up other priests. They train you first as a Levite. Don't hear me. When you are trained as a Levite, this is why it is so important that when you are birthed out in the Spirit, in the church, when your spiritual father and spiritual mother birthed you out in the Spirit, you are connected to a spiritual umbilical cord until the Lord sees that you have matured. They can't cut it. You leaving the church doesn't cut it. Because if you leave before you get what you need, then all of a sudden you get out there and think you got something and you don't have it. But when you stay connected to the umbilical cord, the spiritual umbilical cord now provides you sustenance. Care how far your leader goes and what they do, they'll never disconnect from their spiritual umbilical cord, which is God. But as your leader is training you, cultivating you, pouring into you, helping you grow and mature in God, you're getting the nurture. You're getting the nutrients that you need. You're getting everything that you need to know how to walk right, how to talk right. But if you rebel, you become like those babies in the womb that have spun themselves into a knot until they got the very nutrients wrapped around their throat. And when you begin to rebel, through every turn of rebellion, you turn the umbilical cord around your throat. Every time you buck against the truth, even via God or your leader, you turn the umbilical cord around your throat. And tighter it gets, you begin to find things start to slowly progress in your life. In the medical term, that means you done lost circulation. And eventually, stuff began to start dying off. Trouble started hitting. I don't know who this is for tonight. Trouble started hitting your life. Destruction started hitting your life. Things start unraveling over here and over there. All because you want to step out. And you want to sever the cord. You want to snip it. Cut the lifeline out of it. I don't need it. I got what I need. But if you notice that when they cut the umbilical cord, they put a little piece of tape down there and hold that thing together, eventually it falls off. We're not letting our disconnection from our leadership happen purely and naturally, but rather we're doing it illegally. We came in with scissors. We were prepared from the gate with scissors. Our mind was already made up that we were going to sever the connection. This is why when we try to build things outside of, without going through the vein and the veil of what we're supposed to go through, it fails, crumbles, it crashes. You don't get burnt out that early. You was not ready, was not prepared. You was not equipped. You still need more time. A royal priest was so responsible for the people of God, serving, cultivating, nurturing, being right there. Didn't pass off the responsibility to another, but they ensured that the people had the quality and they had the charisma, they had the pizzazz, they had the desire, they had the drive, they had the unction to do and move and do all of these things in the church. They didn't stick people in places and pastors just because there was a vacancy, but they ensured that the heart was there. But man of God, I ain't got but 50 people in my church, and I got over 150 auxiliaries. Well, it seems like your serving days are still present, leader. That means you still got to get dirty in the trenches. Any man or woman of God, and y'all may crucify me as I say this, but any man or woman of God who does not serve in their church beyond the pulpit is a failing leader. If all you do is delegate and all you know how to do is pass the buck on to somebody else, you are a failing leader because your first call to leadership is servanthood. You are a servant leader first before you are a prognosticator. You are a servant leader first before you are the one to preach over the pulpit. If nobody scrubs the wall, you scrub it. Come on, somebody up in here. If nobody cleans the van, you clean it. If nobody mops the floors, you do it. Nobody polishes the benches, you do it. Because the Bible says, except God builds a house, they that labor in vain. But the Bible said the priests were in charge of the house of God, and the Levites serve. You can't appoint people to a Levitic position except they bear a Levitic anointing. Y'all don't hear me in here. They've got to be anointed to carry that type of oil. We got people doing stuff that they're not anointed to do. You want to know why the deacon keep getting 10 tickets a week? Because you keep letting somebody drive a van that's not anointed to do it. They can hold a position, but they're not anointed for it. They're going to stay there until we find somebody. Well, the insurance on the van is going to be skyrocket high. And then we're going to have to park it side of the road until we find somebody to buy it. Because we derelict our duty. Because we want to appoint people to places and positions. You have to be a laborer in your own house. Let me tell you something. When the Lord had assigned me 15 churches, I wrote international budgets. I met with government leaders, ministries of government in other countries. I had to write letters to get people out of jail in other countries. See, when you're called to the work, there's much labor in there. The Bible says the harvest is ripe, but the labor's a few. We got a whole lot of people working, but they're not working on God's will. And this is why young people are starting their online ministries, and they're going haywire. And we go on and say they need covering. They need guidance. But they're not coming into a house where the role modelship is poor, where the leadership diagram is poor. They're coming into a house that's going to help them grow and mature. They're lazy because you're lazy. They're nasty because you're nasty. They have your spirit. The Bible said that what runs from the beard to head down to the skirt is on you. So it comes from you. It runs off of you. But we have more young people who are becoming the church and becoming the church in a social media way. I'm going to just talk to y'all for a minute. Church isn't like it used to be. COVID, not church, doors closed in some places, shut mortgages down in other places, left businesses vacant in other places, gave opportunity to these rogue prophets, rogue missionaries and evangelists and preachers and teachers to get a platform. This woman of God, I'm not going to call her name, too many ears, started out with a social media church and everybody thought, oh, she's anointed. Oh, she's anointed man of God. What you think about her? And my first response was, something's not right there. And you'll see it sooner or later. Fast forward now, we see it. She cussed. more than the sailors. She fight, ready to fight other leaders. When you don't have proper training, proper tutelage, proper guidance, you become rebellious. My godmother told me this. She shared this with us a long time ago on our conference line, and she said that if you don't get delivered at the low level, if you don't let God deliver you at the ground level, when you get up high before the world, he will expose you. I took that in when she said it, and I said, well, I'm going to listen to this. And I watched over the years great men and women of God who started out at a low level. Nobody knew their name. They was just starting out preaching. Nobody knew their name. They rose and they failed. Some failed more than others. But because you cut the cord. See, sometimes we get an opportunity to preach, and we preach it before many people, and then we think, oh, I'm good, I'm arriving now. I'm doing what my pastor never did. Don't get beside yourself. Because just because your pastor never did it, don't mean you should be doing it right now either. You're not ready yet. We look at young generations who are taking the church by storm. Oh, they're anointed. I know they're anointed. But their lives are shaking. Their righteousness is as filthy rags. But when you have the anointing of a priest, you cultivate, you corral, you pull them together. Let me tell you something. Minister Bradley was able to pull this conference line together, corral it together, hold it together, and drive it through storm and tiding times. It's still here and still growing. See, a priest don't let up. They don't make excuses for what's not there. They go in and they get in the trenches. They may have to put their pants on and get in the trenches and work. Get down and labor. They may have to grab them a shovel or two and dig to get the work done. But if you say that God called you in the ministry and you're lazy, you're in the wrong work. Because you can't build kingdom being lazy. Hello, somebody. You can't build God's kingdom sitting down with your fingers crossed and twiddling your thumbs. It requires work and strong work, labor in the kingdom. When we examine the life of a priest, we examine how priests were responsible for the essentials. They're responsible for every tool and gem it was inside of the tabernacle. They was not only responsible for that, but they were also responsible for doing something that could have cost them their life every year, and that was sacrifice. It was a dangerous job to be a priest. It still is a dangerous job to be a priest because it can still cost you your life. See, being a priest is not an easy task because you take not only yourself before the Lord, but many of those you take with you are your parishioners, or what we call members in the black church. We take them with us before God. Sometimes we fast and we pray for and not ourselves. We seek God on the behalf of other people, crying out for God to move for this one and that one. Some days we lack sleep. We like hours of sleep. Sometimes we go days without sleep. Sometimes it's hard because pastors' jobs are not just for their own people, but they are unsaved people in the community who need a leader. The Bible says, my sheep know my voice, and the stranger they won't follow. So if they heard me and they were compelled to come, that only means they're mine. They may not be in the house right now, but when the Lord would beckon them to come, they'll be. But in the meantime, I still have to what? Be up to minister. be up to reach out and pray, intercede and cry out and call on God on their behalf. Pray for their souls and sanctification and purification. Some days I may not be able to go to a family function because I got to pray. Real priests understand the sensitivity to God. We're not praying just on a conference line, but we are sensitive to the voice of God. When the Lord draws you into the hollow of prayer, you begin to pray without question, interceding, crying out, beckoning for the hand of God to move on behalf of the people. When you're called to a priest, you're called to a work that's greater than you could even imagine. It looks good when you see the pulpit. It looks good when you see people hitting the flow and falling out and purging out and getting delivered. It looks real good when you see all of that. It looks really good when you see people get that nice little envelope out of the church. But what will you do if God said don't take nothing? Will you be integral? I lay it down and said, I cannot take it. See, I've been with real priests, people who have preached. And when they have been offered an offering, they turned it down because they were not there for that. Your assignment, people of God, not an offering, not a tithe collection. I don't know who this is for tonight. But your assignment is to the people of God. You're called and carved out for God's will for his people. When you're submitted to the office of whatever God has called you to, you serve at the pleasure of the king for righteousness' sake. My ministry right now has quite a few, well over a few prophets in my ministry. And I love them all, love all my sons and daughters. I'm telling you, all of them are unique in their own little way. But you got to be able to witness and minister to them where they're at. That's why discernment is necessary, and my balance is also needed as leadership too, because you can't take the ministry of what you have had with one member and try to give it to another member, because that's not right. That's not their spirit. You've got to know how to go up and down the elevator, because one member may be up on another level and another member may be down, so you got to know how to maneuver and walk in the spirit consistently and work with each one of your sheep. Every last one of your members ain't on the same level. Come on, somebody. They're not in the same place. And I don't care how hard you try, they will not get there except they press hard. You can pull them and push them, but they got to be hungry and thirsty. The Bible says, he didn't hunger and thirst of the righteous shall be filled. Somebody may be at home doing more fast than somebody else. Somebody may be laying out in prayer longer than somebody else. That may put them into another place, another level, another dimension in God. So you got to be able to minister to them at different levels. Even though I have a great book of prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers in my ministry, I still recognize that every last one of my prophets or prophetesses are on different levels. They all have a different assignment. Matter of fact, one is out on assignment right now. There's another thing as a priest. You have to be discernful to recognize who God is sending out of your house to impact godliness at another house. Because of what you were able to instill and pour into them, God can take your hand, put it on them, and send them out to somewhere else. And then we get mad and say, well, they left the church and they ain't been back. They're on an assignment. You get quiet. Recognize what the Lord is doing in the spirit. Because God will send them to the back of another church to intercede and break yokes and bind sickness and disease and drive it out. And when their season is over there, send them back home and send them back out. You got to recognize as a leader what type of leader you are, what type of system you're building. Because are you building a structure for people? Are you just getting the church with members? Or what are you building? Because you can be a recruitment center. You can be a birthing. You can be a birthing agent. You can be called to birth leaders. You got to sit down. Sometimes you got to realize, go to the board, draw. Catch it out. Catch it out. Sketch it out. You have to sketch it out and decide who you are, who comes to you. You can draw people. Are you a birther? You got to know what you're called to do. I birth our sons and daughters. The gifts, all the gifts of the Spirit, cultivate them, train them, and ship them out. I know who I am. I can corral all the gifts and do what God has called me to do. I know I'm a training institution. Though I may be a spiritual father, I'm a covering for those that are not directly in the church. You are essential when you know your place, when you're not trying to overstep your bounds, when you're not trying to operate beyond your scope, when you're operating in your grave. See, there are many people in leadership now that are trying to operate beyond their grave when they're not graced to handle certain things yet. And this is why God won't, he won't increase the following, because he will not put hands of children into the hands of a child. But you've got to be mature for the role. Have served. You know, look at many men and women of God who are anointed. The name of Mrs. Bradley is anointed to do what she does. You cannot take it from her. The woman of God is anointed, hands down, because what she did in a year's time is still struggling to take some of y'all to do it, and y'all have been doing it for 30 years. And you still have not gotten to the place that where you should be, because you still require more cultivation, more training. You still require more submission to God. And most importantly, you need headship, because without a leader, you have no guidance. Who's covering you? Beelzebub? Huh? You've got to have somebody that's standing in the gap interceding for you. You can't do it on your own. We can't be so eager that we run out and find fathers who are not fathers or who are not sons themselves. You can't find nobody to lead you and get them to lead you when they have no father over them themselves. What kind of spirit is going to be on you in their ministry? We know what kind of spirit that is, right? The Bible calls you and not sons, right? But when you are submitted to a real priest, a real leader, leaders who have been serving and doing this thing for a long time, you'll know if you're called. You'll know if you're chosen for the work. Because the first thing you'll do is you'll run to your leader before you run and grab a microphone. God help me, Jesus. I said, you'll run to your leader first before you go and grab a microphone. It's when you grab a microphone first and not go to your leader is when we find out that you really ain't called. Somebody told you something, but you ain't going to get confirmation of the word. You just ran out. I'm almost done. I was at a conference some years ago, and it was my night to preach. I was going to stay down to the whole conference, and I didn't believe just leaving the conference after I preached my night. I wanted to be there to support because it was the anniversary too. And my sister leaned over to me and she said, "You see that lady right there in the back?" I said, "Yes, yeah." She said, "A man of God came through here last night, told her she was a prophetess. And now she's telling everybody to call her prophetess. That's dangerous." I don't care how much I see the prophetic on you and see you operate out of the office of the prophetic. But if I don't see headship over you, I ain't got nothing to say to you. I ain't got nothing to say to you. Because if you're not going to stay submitted, then what am I to tell you? Oh, you're a prophet. Go prophesy. And I'm not going to give you a ticket to go kill yourself out in the streets and destroy somebody else's life. But I'm going to help you understand that you need to go submit to your leader. You have a call on your life. You have an anointing on your life, but you need to go submit to your leader. Submit to him. But understanding that if you have been called out and told that you were a prophet, a vessel, or a pastor, or an evangelist, that ain't your ticket to leave the church and go start your own. You don't know the first thing about a church or running the function of a church, and you're going to start one because somebody called you out. You will fail. You would indeed fail. Leadership is one thing that I learned as a member, former member, Catholic Student Organization. I know y'all going to frown. Y'all frowning now. Yes, sure was in high school. I was the vice president at that. But I infiltrated the ranks, and I learned what a servant leader was. And we were in college, but we put down our food and all these things, and we were at PBJ and Jesus. There's peanut butter and jelly in Jesus. And we would make some 100, 200, sometimes 300 sandwiches. And we were making peanut butter and jelly, put them inside of the refrigerator, and we would go the next day and take them to the St. Francis house, the house where the homeless people were, and we would feed those people. See, servant leadership, we would go and do things in the community to help people. Not only do that, but I took the same principles of servant leadership from that organization and equated it to my own life. And so we started giving back every year in my own ministry, giving hats to the homeless, going to give babies that are in the NICUs, blankets and all these things, taking hats to dialysis patients. See, servant leadership ain't about you throwing picnics and parties all the time. It's about serving. Lay down your hat. People don't want you praying over them, spitting in their face all the time with your bad breath. Sometimes they want you to be present. What do you mean, man of God? Just be there. Just sit with them and be there. I can't be there because I got to go pray over here. I got to pray over here. You're not doing the word of God. You're benefiting your own fatness. You're fattening your own house. And you're forgetting about those out there that really need you. I ain't even going to ask how many leaders go outside their house and go sit in a nursing home. I'm not even going to ask you how many leaders go outside their house and walk through the community, go to the basketball court, and sit down and talk to the young ladies and young men that are sitting there. I'm not even going to ask you how many of you do it. How many of you take some people with you, some leaders in training in your church with you, and get hit the street? How many of you doing mercy baptism? Huh? Servant leadership go beyond the four walls of the church. You want leadership, but you lazy. You don't want to work nowhere. You don't want to leave the four walls. You want all the attention on you. You want everybody to know you're preaching. Everybody know you're prophesying. Everybody know you got a church. Everybody know you're laying hands. Everybody know you got. Everybody wants to. You want everybody to know everything about you, but you don't want to serve yourself. You don't want to serve at all. You refuse to serve. I was at Five Below yesterday, and I went. Yesterday, day before yesterday, yesterday. And so, as I need the light for my office, and so I was at Avalo, and the lady came by me. She said, "Sir, you need any help?" I said, "No, ma'am, I got it." And so I was trying to figure out the machine And I figured it out. It wasn't hard. And so she came against me and said, sir, you need some help. I said, ma'am, are you okay? I didn't come around and be snapping and say, I'm not stealing nothing. I asked her, I said, are you okay? She said, no. I said, I can tell. I said, because you've asked me that question twice, and I've answered you twice. She said, I'm so sorry. She said, but I'm so tired. We're not sensitive. We don't discern no more. I don't want to preach, but we ain't got no power. Everybody want to prophesy from Baal's altar, but no power. None. When do we become sensitive that we don't have to go up in 60 levels of tongues before we're discerning the things that are around us? This lady was in need. I told her, I said, ma'am, I'm going to pray your strength. I'm going to pray for you. She said, I'm praying that I get a day off tomorrow. She said, I'm so tired. I'm just so exhausted. She said, I'm supposed to be up tomorrow. I'm just so tired. She needed strength. But we're not discerning. Let me tell you something. I'm picking up more now, need now, from the people in the world than people in the church. You understand me? The discernment is not in the church anymore that I have. Even though I can discern spirits and all these things, I'm discerning more now outwardly than I am inwardly. There's a cry going on the streets, but we want all this inside work when their soul's dying. People who are not on drugs and not addicted to drugs, but burn out because they're dealing with stuff inside of their homes and dealing with stuff inside of their marriages and dealing with things that were in their mind, but we're so caught up on being cute. We got to go get on a call because we got to pray. Oh, we got to go pray. We got to go pray. But the Bible said the poor you have, which you always. Poor in spirit is in the Bible, right? Poor in spirit, right? Poor in spirit. How can we negate these people out here when we need to be on our jobs? We need to get off these phones and get in the streets and do the word of God. It's time to evangelize our community. You want ministry? Start walking the street. You want to preach? Preach on the corner. You want to prophesy? Stand on the corner and prophesy to Junebug them. They'll test your oil. And if you be of God, they'll tell you that you'll be of God. But if you not, they'll call you a lying prophet and keep right on moving. But we don't want to go to them. We want to go in the church and hide behind the altar and the pulpit with our gifts because we know the church agrees. But we don't want to submit to the voice of God. Because of that, we have got to get ourselves back on the altar, back in the midst of the place where God is. Back in the midst of the place where he's called us to. We have gotten ourselves out of position. We want all the fine stuff. I ain't seen more preachers buy more suits and all this stuff, but don't want to live right. I'm living right because I go to church and I pray. I stay on my face. That's the problem. You always on your face, but ain't never out in the street. Pray in the street. Pray in your neighborhood, in your community. Put a tent in your front yard, your backyard if you got property. You don't need no big tent. Put a tent up in your yard and just call on Jesus and compel him to come. You don't know who need God. You don't know who need God. You don't know who desires him. But there's a need in the streets. And God is raising up those who will go beyond the call of the breach of the telephone. Those that will get off of the bedroom floor getting carpet burned and say, God said, come on in, because righteousness is in him. He's compelling us to do the job. But if we won't do it, he'll cause another generation to do it. He'll send somebody else that will do it. You ain't never too old to stand on the corner. You ain't never too old to go and preach to somebody. You ain't never too old to go sit in a nursing home and sit in the park and minister. We want to stay in the house all day in the air conditioning while they sell dope and crack right across the street from our house, from our church, and we won't compel them to come. We want them to put down their weed and their cigarette and their bill when they're talking to us as if we are God. But if you got to demand they do that before you minister to them, the blood is on your hands. Because Jesus went to them as they were, and what was on him broke the yoke of bondage, and they dropped it because they were convicted by the Holy Ghost, not by what he said out of his mouth. Mary Magdalene, woman at the well, she would have still been a whore if God wasn't, if Jesus wasn't anointed, but because he was anointed and she stopped. Because of the anointing, discharge the yoke of bondage, not your mouth. We have to come out of the closet and go help the community. Go save the people. We got to come out of these cracks and crevices. Come out of these cracks and crevices. Come out of these cracks and crevices and do what God has called us to do. We've got to reach these people from where they are. We got to reach them where they're at, because we're not evangelizing anymore. Mm-mm. We ain't doing that. We're not led by the Spirit no more, because we up in the clouds. We done prayed so much that we stay on the clouds. We walking on the clouds now. We done become so heavenly minded now. We ain't no earthly good. We ain't no good to help save nobody. We just walking in the clouds. We're just walking in the clouds. And because we're walking in the clouds, then we're not reaching nobody. We can't reach nobody walking in the clouds. And that's the problem that we're having in church, because we're so heavenly minded that we become no earthly good to anybody. Your family don't want to fool with you, not because you say. They don't want to fool with you because you can't be reasoned with. You're not a part. Your thinking is not a part of the earth anymore. You can't balance your mindset between here and the heavens. You ain't that anointed to run your family away from you. You're not anointed, that anointed to run your family away from you. Because truth be told, some of us have got nasty attitudes. We stay in prayer because we are carnal ourselves. Our behavior is dissatisfactory toward God. We have become selfish in our roles and our positions as men and women of God. We have put the needs of our own flesh above that of the kingdom, making churches lock in for 80 hours a day in prayer when we should be evangelizing all day. We got to be in prayer. Ain't nothing wrong with prayer. I love to pray. You can ask my godmother. I pray probably more than you most. Lay out, cry out before God for days. Even I got to do better. I got to do better. All this power I'm building, this base of anointing is building and swelling up on the inside of me to get in the church, and the people can't even swallow half the meat that you preach across the pulpit because you're too high for them. Spend all that time getting high in God, deep in the anointing, all over the people's head, and they can't grasp nothing that you're saying. Let me tell you something. I'm going to share a testimony with you. I was out one day and night. The Lord told me, he said, walk on the road, but leave the dogs home. And so I walked up the road, and I said, well, I'm just walking. I might as well go get me, you know, a drink from the daycare. And I saw my neighbor on the road, and I asked him before I get there, and I talked to him. I said, hey, how you doing? And he said, well, I'm doing, you know, so-so. And I asked him how his wife was. And he began to tell me about her health and all these things. I said, well, my God, we're praying for her that she be healed in Jesus' name. This man right here, a block away from the church, despised the name of Jesus because it has been whitewashed in history. He for a long time thought that Jesus was a white man. And he despised that white people had used that as a weaponization against the church. But watch this. I ministered to him, and I told him, had a chance to minister important to him. As a man, you're the head of your house. You got to come into an alignment with God. You've got to line up with him. I didn't beat him in the head. I let him talk first. And when he lowered the veil of trust, the Lord let me walk in with wisdom. And I was able to give him what he needed. He told me when I left him there, the Lord, he's going to be a deacon at your church, and his wife is going to be a church mother. He told me, he said, I'm going to be the church. He came to church watch tonight. Pull this on him. The pull that God has on his back right now. He can't run. I don't care what he do, what kind of issue or struggle he has. He cannot run. I was cleaning off at 3 o'clock one morning, and he swung in the driveway. I heard the car when it swung in the driveway and cut off. That's just how fast it was going. And he came right and said, Mr. Virgin, I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you, Mr. Virgin. And I talked to him and said, I'm suicidal. I'm depressed. I'm going through a lot. I don't know what to do. I'm about to fall apart. My wife ain't home. This is new to me. I'm about to fall apart. And he said, when I come around you, say your voice is the only thing that can bring my spirit into subjection, bring my spirit into alignment. You busy trying to preach to people across the pulpit that barely like you, oh God. You busy trying to preach to folk in your own church, pastors, that barely like you. You too busy trying to preach to the folk in your own congregation that can barely stand you. And here it is, right down the road from your church, the whole congregation is waiting to be introduced to you. We are preaching to people who don't bear our spirit but got our sound. We got many people that call us mom and pop in the spirit, bear our, walk like us, talk like us, and some even mimic the way we dress and speak in tongues and prophesy, but they do not have your spirit. They'll never have it because they're not submitted. They're not hungry for righteousness. They're not hungry for what's on your life. They're not hungry for what's on your life because they look at your life. And they say, well, if I can be lazy like that, if it has to be lazy, I'll be lazy. You have got to do better as men and women of God and servants of God. 7 minutes, I'm done. You've got to come up to another place in righteousness, in holiness as leaders. Become more sensitive to the voice of God and to the Spirit of God rather than being sensitive to your flesh. We pray based upon a program. Our lives is programmed to pray every day at a certain time. But when do you pray based upon the Spirit? Huh? I remember I tried to pray one day. Laid out, Minister Bradley, woman of God, Evangelist Bradley, laid out. If prayer was just as dry, I said, well, where is God? I got up and I felt defeated. I said, well, God, what is this? And the Lord told me, he said, you don't never schedule a meeting for me. I'm God. I know where I want to meet you at. I know how I want to meet you. And we keep playing dry prayers. This is why the Holy Spirit show up in our prayer time when he want to, because we're scheduling a meeting and invitation for him based upon program and not by power and spirit of God. I used to pray at 5 a.m. Had the whole church was praying at 5 a.m. every morning. Getting up crying, calling on Jesus. Now I'm moving throughout the day, wrecking the yard. And the Spirit of the Lord fall on me, and I just begin to speak in tongues and just begin to pray and worship. I was on the city bus. I said, the Lord confronted me about me scheduling a meeting for him some days later, and I'm sitting on the back of the bus, minding my business, and all of a sudden my spirit broke. And I just begin to weep. And begin to say, thank you, Jesus. And could not get my words out better, just trembling all in my voice. And I could hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is what I'm talking about. let me meet you in prayer. Let me schedule a moment with you in prayer, because sometimes I don't want you to pray. I want you to just let me rest on you. I want you to let me just move on you. See, we still talking, but we showing up talking. We showing up with a list, and we showing up with conversation. But God is saying, just show up and let me speak. Show up and let me rest. If you want breakthrough, you want deliverance, get quiet and let me move for you. Let me move for you. Because if I am permitted to move for you, then I can give you a breakthrough that you need. If I'm permitted to move for you, then I can shatter barriers. You want your children saved? Don't schedule a meet with me. I'll schedule it myself. I know when I want them delivered. You want your husband saved? Don't schedule a meet with me. I'll break your spirit when I want to. I'll bring you down when I want to, and bring you down to your knees when I want to, and show you that I'm a deliverer. I'm the breaker's anointing itself, but you got to let me do it. You got to let me do it. Priests in God's house, great and small, come into alignment. Come back into alignment. You have prayed for a long time. Men and women of God, gotten fat in God. We got mantles on top of mantles, and we're wondering why we can't go to the next place, because the people that you got can't even eat the steak meat that you're trying to give them because it's so tough. You're trying to feed people good old steak, and they got baby teeth. Some of them got false teeth, but they ain't none of my business. But, you know, they got gum. They're trying to do their best. You cannot give your people food spiritually above their grave. This is why it's essential that pastors don't pray themselves into a place that they become no good to the earth, but good to heaven only. When you become too heavenly minded and you're no earthly good, that means God can't use you to do what he needs to do. And we preach above people over and over again. We'll preach high above the people over and over again. Let me tell you, I had to learn the hard way. When we preach on creation and animal kingdoms and positions in the kingdom and talk about shifts and dimensions and all kind of things in the body of Christ. But before we can get there, the people had to be built to get to that point. You couldn't just introduce them to it, but you had to teach them other things, foundational, to build them there. But we are beyond the scope of our time, and we're trying to witness to the people of God. If you want to see change in your life and in your ministry, and if you think you're ready for ministry, find you a covering. Sit your tail down until you can be hooked to an umbilical cord and nurtured in the spirit until you can be cut loose. Then you can go out. Because you going out and ain't prepared, you killing folk and your own self. Blood on your hands. We've got to do better than what we've done. There's a world that needs us, and you know it. Half your members in your church got nasty attitudes towards you, and you know that. It's time to do what is different. The thing that it took you to get the church and those members, you got to do that again. If you had to do revivals on street corners and set up tents on street corners, do house services, you're going to have to do that again. Whatever it took for you to bring them in the first time, go do it again. Go do it again. And watch what God does this time. Because this time, as the Lord told Moses, he said, gather you 70 men, and I'm going to take what's on you. Yes, God, and I'm going to put the old Shabbat. I'm going to put it on them. That which comes next from out of your ministry shall bear your spirit, and it shall be pure, holy, and righteous. And you have no trouble out of it. Because God's going to be with this one. These renegades you got now, praise God and thank God. But help is on the way. But the harvest is ripe. But the lazy leaders are few. Got to get you out there. You done got too comfortable because you're a pastor. But you got to do what you did the first time. Stop depending on the sheep. Because the Bible says, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger, they won't follow. The reason why you ain't getting folk in your church, because you got a whole bunch of goats doing evangelism. And you got to stop. Father, we thank you your grace and mercy, your power and your authority. I'm done. And we give you praise now, Master, for who you are and what you're getting ready to do and have done in this place. And God, we pray now, God, that your spirit will rest over these people tonight. Strengthen every leader, every pastor, God. Give them new direction, guidance, and instruction. Cover them under your blood tonight, Jesus. Bind the will of the enemy, God, and bring his works to naught now. You have anointed them. You called them. You destined them to go out. Now, Lord, send them out, Father, that they may bring the souls in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and bless God. Listen, if there's anybody that want to be saved, if you're here and you say, man of God, I've heard the word, I'm a backslider, or I fell from grace, or I'm not saved, and I want to give my life to Christ, I want you to press *6 and come over to the platform. Don't wait another day. I'm here until Thursday, but don't wait until Thursday. Anything can happen to you overnight. Check your spirit right now and make sure that you're in alignment with God. Make sure that you are in the right place with God. Check your spirit. Make sure that your heart is in the right place. Make sure that your mind is in the right place. If you lay down right now and close your eyes and go to sleep, can you lay down in confidence knowing that if God was to take me in my sleep, that I'm going to make it in? If that's you unsure, press *6 and come over to the platform. We'll give you time to give your life to Christ tonight and say, man of God, I want to make a change. I want to make God the center of my life, the center of my heart. I want to change everything. I want to stop teetering on the fence. I want to stop walking carnally. I want to stop walking in imbalanced ways. I want to walk in a way that is holy, yes, God, and righteous. If you want to just say, man of God, I want to renew my vow, make sure I'm certain in my anchors holding dear, come over to the platform today. Come on tonight. Press *6. We're going to give you a few minutes. The woman of God will let us know. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord. We thank God tonight. We love him tonight. We honor the Lord and everything that he's doing in the midst of this place. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we betul Shabbat. Yes, God, we thank you now, Master. We bless your name, God, for who you are. Who you are, God, means everything to us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Amen. Press *6. Press *6 to come to the platform. Press *6. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I want to renew your vows tonight. Yes, Lord. Make your election sure tonight. Amen. Anybody, press *6. Press *6. Woman of God, is there anybody on the platform? Yes, Lord.
Actually, we do have a caller on the platform. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Mary Green, and I would like to renew my vow.
If you're speaking, take your phone off of mute. Your phone may be on mute.
Can you hear me now?
Amen. I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay.
Mr. Bradley, can you hear me? Amen. Mr. Bradley, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. Amen.
Okay. Okay. The caller. I lost you for a moment. Is the caller on?
Yes, ma'am, I'm on.
Okay, praise God. Okay, you have it, Prophet.
Amen. Is there anybody else? Anybody else want to come? Anybody else want to come? Amen. I tell anybody that knows me, I tell it, I let people know, I say, this one right here is deaf. This one right here is one of my daughters here. Amen. And I ain't going to let her run from being no prophetess either. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God on tonight. Hey, Mary, you have
yes,
done
sir.
This before. This is not new to you. And so tonight you just ask the Lord to forgive you and to repent of all your sins and to ask God to renew a vow and covenant with you tonight and fill you with his Holy Spirit all over again and endow you with his power on tonight. And as I'm talking, just begin to just pray to God and ask God to renew the vow, restore your relationship, repent and recover all. As the Bible would say, go your way. As the Bible would say, don't do it again once you repent. Recover all on tonight. Get in the right standing with God and giving it all over to him and telling him all about it. In the name of Jesus. Give another chance, oh God, tonight. To stand in a position to do your will, Master. Father, we pray now over this vessel of clay. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. A seed in the earth, God, that you've given to me to watch over. What time? And so, God, I pray now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will hear her cry, hear her plea. And, Master, that you will atone for every sin that she's committed, that you will wash her in your blood tonight. Fill her with your Holy Spirit tonight, oh God. Wash her, oh God, again in your will. God, use her to get the glory out of her life, God. Through every distraction, every issue, God, every problem right now in her life. Father, we pray, God, tonight, oh God, that you will stand steadfast on her side. Father, bind the will of the enemy, oh God, and bring his works to naught now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, fill her heart with gladness and joy. Even now in the name of Jesus, overturn every evil and wicked desire of the enemy tonight, Master, concerning her life. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover her under your blood. God, restore such a one, oh God, back to her place in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare God wholeness in your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Mary, go your way. And as the Bible says, don't do it again. Go your way and don't do it again. Amen. You know the way around.
Amen.
You know how to walk. Amen. Looking for you to serve and do the will of God. Amen. There's a woman of God in you. And you got to stand steadfast in it because people need you. There's the people that need you. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You. I love you. Amen.
Yes,
Amen. You can press star 6 and they take you right on back. Amen. Is there anybody that needs prayer on tonight or anybody that wants to pray the prayer of salvation, restoration, deliver, whatever it is you need tonight for salvation? For salvation. We're going to get your prayer request in just a minute. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you come out of pride, God will do it. Yes, Lord. If you come out of pride, the Lord will do it. Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. I am saved. I just want to renew. I done been through some things and some stuff that came up. And I just want to make sure that I am totally cleansed and just right there where I'm supposed to be, because that's the most important thing to me.
Amen. Another one of my daughters tonight. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, she know the way as well. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will forgive her for every sin. Wash her in your blood. Sanctify her. Purify and make her whole every which way with tonight. God, even as she confess her faults to you, God, things that she has done, oh, Father, that only you know. And, Master, we pray now in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you will cover her heart, cover her mind, cover her soul and her spirit on tonight. Father, I make an atonement for her sins, oh, God, tonight, that you will forgive her, God. Wash her in your blood tonight, Jesus. Restore such a one, God, that is drawn away, Father, in the name of Jesus. Recover everything that's been lost in the name of Jesus. Bind the will of the enemy tonight, God. Oh, God, and bring his works to naught now. Father, by your will, by your power now. Stir up your glory, stir up your spirit, oh God. Do it in her soul tonight. Ah, God, do it tonight, oh God, in her. Move like never before, oh God, oh God. Sanctify and purify, God. Make whole in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Seal her, God, and make a hole in your will. Go your way, daughter, and sin no more. In Jesus' name. Press star 6. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Anybody else? Yes, Lord. Anybody else that needs to restore, anybody else that needs to come. If you need to come, come on. Come. Tonight is the perfect night to come to the wheel. Come on. Tonight is the perfect time to come. Don't wait till we get to the rest of the week. Amen. We're live tonight, y'all, and we're not rebroadcasting. So, thank you.
Yes, I'm saved, but I want to make sure that I want to renew my vow. This is Heather Packer. Thank you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for this sermon on tonight. We thank you for the soul of this sermon tonight, God. Even as I pray tonight that she repents for every sin that she's committed, Master, I stand in the gap as an intercessor and a priest tonight, God, that you will atone her for every sin. You will forgive her tonight, that you will wash her in your blood tonight. Oh, God, renew her spirit with you tonight. Wash her in your anointing. Holy Ghost. Set her soul free. Set her soul free, oh, God, tonight. In the name of Jesus, touch, oh, God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, oh, God, tonight. Father, forgive her for all sins, omission and commission, oh, God. Anything, oh, God, that she's done, restore such a one that's drawn away, God. Oh, God, forgive her this hour. In Jesus' name, oh, God, we pray by your power and your authority. Woman of God, go your way and sin no more. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Is there another? Anybody else? We're live tonight. This is not a rebroadcast. So you can come on, press start since you come to the platform tonight. Come on, if you're listening in, come on, press star 6 and come on over. If you want to renew your vow tonight, and give God, if you want to give God your life, whatever it is you want to do, salvation, deliverance, come on. Tonight is your night to be free. Tonight is your night to know that when you lay down tonight, you're going to lay down with a surety knowing that if the trumpet sounds, that you're going back to be with the Lord. Not because you know and you feel in your mind that you're saved, but because you know with a surety that you're saved, that you're set free and you're delivered. I don't care how many prayers you pray in a day, but are you saved? Because sinners pray too. Come on, somebody in here. Oh, come on, if you want to be saved, if you want to renew your vow, the atmosphere is open. Press star 6 and come on over to the platform. Not a rebroadcast tonight, saints. This is a live service. Yes, Lord. Come on over to the platform. Star 6. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, ma'am. Hello?
Okay, I would like to pray for a realignment. I need to get back on track. I need to get focused. I need strength to get out of this little comfort zone that I think is my comfort zone. And I need to go stronger and slower.
Thank you, amen. Amen, amen. Amen. Father, we pray now in the name of Jesus for strategic strategies. We pray for direction, instruction, oh God. We pray, God, that you would give busyness to her spirit, oh God. And oh God, that you would cause her to become alert to the things that are around, oh God. We bind, oh God, distractions. We bind hindrances right now in the name of Jesus. We bind this level of comfort of this spirit, oh God, of laziness that we want to call it, oh God, this place, oh God, of relaxation, God. We pray, God, that you would cause something, cause a break loose to come in the name of Jesus, oh God. Take the break off of every place, oh God, that's being held hostage in her life, oh God, that she may move freely in your will, that she may do what she needs to do, God, that she may be able to move in opportunities, Father, in the name of Jesus, by your will and by your power, and we decree and declare to be so in Jesus' name. Amen, and bless God. Yes, Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord, woman of God. We thank God for you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Anybody else open for those who want prayer and need prayer? Press star 6 and come over to the platform. Press star 6 and come over to the platform if you need prayer tonight. If we need prayer tonight. There are 6 leaders. I don't know if you're here on the broadcast or on the other one on social media. There's 6 leaders that need to come over to the platform. 6 of you. Amen. 6 of you. 6 of you. pastor to you. Your ministry is failing. And many of you have cut and severed the umbilical cord yourself. You need to come over to the platform that you may be restored. Amen. If there is anybody that needs prayer, we're the live broadcast tonight, saints of God. So press star 6 and come over to the platform. We bless the Lord. Don't wait till you think I'm going to prophesy to come. But come now, because you may miss your opportunity. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come now. Come now. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Just come on now. Come on over to the platform. Come on over to the platform. Thank you, Jesus. I'll give y'all a few minutes. You got to be here all week. Press star 6 if that's you. Star 6. If you need to come on over, if you're on Facebook, dial in and come on in. If you hear us on any other medium, dial in and come on in. And press star 6 to come over to the platform. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless the name of the Lord tonight. Amen. Woman of God, is there anybody on the platform?
Doesn't look like there's anyone else on right now.
Amen. I'm releasing it into your hands. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 My God, my God. What a word on tonight. This word tonight, people of God, listen, just a word of realignment on tonight. Glory to God. And we give God thanks and we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I tell you, I sat there just taking it all in, glory be to God, and of course doing self-analysis on myself, amen, Jesus, leaders, leadership, glory to God. I'm telling you, people of God, this word tonight truly sets us up for divine alignment. So we give God thanks, we give God praise on tonight. I'm telling you, so much has been said on tonight, so much has been said on tonight for this time and for this hour that's needed for the body of Christ, because there is a wandering spirit going throughout the earth. Amen. Glory to God. But we, people of God, we have got, amen, Jesus, to have leadership. Amen. We got to have headship. And we thank God tonight, man of God, because you just so beautifully rolled it out to us that there is no room for error, no room to think anything otherwise. Amen, Jesus. But we thank God on tonight. I tell you, glory to God, even as you begin to say, we got to go back. We got to go back. We got to go back to the altar. Amen. We got to go back. We got to get it right. Amen. We got to line up. If we want to be effective in our lives, in our ministry, we must do it God's way. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. People of God, don't forget. Don't forget the man of God is going to be with us for the next 2 days. For the next 2 days. Amen. We will not be rebroadcasting for the next 2 days. I know sometimes when we rebroadcast, it's kind of difficult to tell when we're live, when we're not. But we want to put it into your hearing tonight, people of God, that we will be live for the next 2 days. Man of God, we thank God for you for availing yourself. I'm telling you, such a right now word for the body of Christ, such a right now word. And you know, even as you were going forth, man of God, there was so much that I was thinking about, even that happened in the midst of the pandemic. And a lot of this lethargicness, a lot of this laziness, a lot of this feeling as, you know, people can go on their own. You know, people had a false sense of direction even in the pandemic, such a false sense of direction that they come out, and now we're seeing the result of it. But we give God thanks and we give God praise that the Lord loves us enough that he won't let us walk in error. This is love. This is love. God loves us enough to let us know that we've got to get it right. We've got to plumb the line. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That God has already established a divine order in the earth. So we give God thanks again. We give God praise. Amen. We bless God tonight. Bless God for you tonight, man of God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. People of God, we want to ask you to, again, invite on tomorrow night. Amen. Oh, glory to God. For the next two nights, invite someone to come. Truly, there is a word from the Lord for his people. And if we love God, amen, glory to God, we can always think of somebody that needs to hear the word from the Lord. Amen. So let us be mindful. Again, invite people to come out. Let them know. Let them know, amen, Jesus, that the prophet is on the line with us, and we want them to come and hear what thus saith the Lord. Amen. I love God on tonight, people of God. I love him. I love him. I won't take it back. Amen, Jesus. I'm telling you, this word just, it felt good. This word just feels good. Amen. I don't know if you know what I'm saying, but it just felt right. Amen. Such a mending, such a molding, such a crafting. Amen. For the spirit man. But listen, people of God, listen. We want to let you know that you can get a copy of tonight's broadcast. It's absolutely free. Amen. We do encourage you to get it. We do encourage you to listen to it again. Don't just get it, but make time to and listen to it again. Extract, amen, that is for you. Amen. The number that you can dial is 912-257-3918. Again, 912-257-3918. For our international listeners, you may certainly reach out to us via WhatsApp. You can just text us. The number to text is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Also, don't forget you can go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page. Our broadcast are housed there. Go out, people of God, listen. Go out, listen. Glory to God. Click, listen, and share. Don't forget to share. We're all about expanding. We're not trying to expand numbers, amen. We're not trying to get likes, people of God, but we're trying to push this gospel. We're trying to push this word because somebody needs it. And the very person that you send it to may be the very word to save their lives, amen. So we're not trying to push numbers, amen, Jesus. No, we're not. Glory be to God. But again, we're trying to push this word that some soul, some lost soul would be saved. Amen. Glory to God, saving and salvation. Glory to God, saved. Glory to God, from a wayward way. Amen. Maybe they were on the wrong track. Amen. But by this word that they're hearing, they can come right back, amen, to the truth of God. So we give God thanks and praise. Get a copy. People of God, get a copy. Get a copy. For those of you that do not have Facebook, you can certainly go out and Google Prayer News Network. Just Google Prayer News Network. And from there, you'll be able to get a copy. Click and get a copy. Listen to the broadcast as often as you like. But we bless the Lord tonight. Again, we thank God. Amen. Thank God for the word on tonight. Amen. Thank God for the flow of his spirit on tonight. Thanking him for his precious Holy Ghost. Man of God, we thank God for you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. You just took your time. Amen. Just walked us right down the line. Amen. Walked us right down the line of truth. Amen. Absolute for the body of Christ. Amen. So we thank God for you tonight, man of God. Listen, people of God, We want to remind you, one more thing. We do want to remind you of our anniversary celebration, the Prayer News Network anniversary celebration. People of God, been here now 3 years, 3 years, April 6th, May, 3 years, and we are having our anniversary celebration. New date. It's a new date, new date, new date. Amen. It is not this Saturday. People of God, it's a new date. The new date is July the 8th, July the 8th, same location at the Crown Plaza, 201 Aberdeen Parkway, Peachtree City, Georgia. We want you to come, people of God. We want you to come. Listen, this is, amen, Jesus, this ministry is expanding, amen, in so many places. So it is certainly imperative. Please, ma'am, please, sir, let us know if you're coming. We want to have ample room, and people of God, if there are more people coming than we anticipate, that will give us an opportunity to get a new location. So please, ma'am, please, sir, let us know. Let us know if you are coming. Amen. Let us know if you're coming so that we can, again, make ample provisions for everybody. Come and meet and greet the advisors. Amen. Come hear testimonials. Amen. Jesus, come and hear our dynamic speaker. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. We don't know if we want to put it out there yet. Amen. Well, I think it's going to be a surprise. Amen. But we want you to come. We want you to come in here. Come and dine with us. Amen. We have a light brunch. Listen, we're excited, and we want you to come. All these voices that you've heard, as many as can be there, we want you to come and meet and greet them, everyone. Love on them. Let's love on each other. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, we've been here together 3 years. Amen. So we thank God tonight. Men of God, we bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. We give God thanks and praise for you. Thank you for availing again your time to come and be with us. Amen. We pray that the Lord will bless you, that the Lord will cover you, that the Lord will strengthen you, even in this hour, in the name of Jesus. We pray the blood covering. We pray the blood covering upon you. We pray even tonight that the glory of the Lord will shield you, protect you. Amen. Ah, glory to God. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, we pray on tonight, glory to God, that the Lord will move for you in ways, amen, that you know not of. But we're thanking God for every blessing for your sacrifice. We thank him on tonight for every blessing on tonight. We thanking him, glory to God, Father, that you would on tonight give unto him his very heart's desire. And Father, for this we give you thanks, we give you praise, we thank you for your covering yet again. Cover him, shield him from the hand and the plan of the enemy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Glory to God, amen. God bless you again, man of God. Again, we thank God for you tonight, amen. Glory to God, and tonight, amen, we're going to release the platform back into your hand. Glory to God for other remarks, amen, and for the dismissal of the line. God bless you.
Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight, and we thank God for all that he has done and all that he's getting ready to do. We honor the Lord and thank God for Evangelist Bradley for this opportunity. Wanted to announce also in the month of June, the first week of June, I forget with my members, one of the leaders in the ministry, to find out what the dates are. But the first, I think it's the first week of June, but we'll be celebrating 27 years, I think, in ministry, and 12 years, I think, 12 or so years of pastoring. Amen.
Wow.
I told the church, I said, it's up to y'all to set this up. I said, I created the flyer for you. I did the hard part. Now y'all can find the venue, a speaker, do whatever you're going to do. Pull it together. Amen. And I will be celebrating the anniversary. Amen. But we just bless the Lord tonight. Such honor the woman of God who is the host of this line. Such a beautiful angel of God. P and N, I am home when I'm here. As a woman of God, say, I'm an advisor. I may not be here like everybody else, but I am when I need to be, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes,
so thank God. I thank God for my members that came over, those that came over to support me tonight. God bless you tonight. And those that are here, sons and daughters, far and wide. Amen. We thank God for all of you. Thank God for the advisors of faith and PNN. God, thank you for lifting up the woman of God's arms, because they said when Moses got tired, Aaron and her lift up his arms, special blessing to carry such an assignment. The heavy load, somebody has to do it. Amen. But we thank God. We're praying on tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O gracious King, for what you've done on tonight, O Lord. We ask you, God, to bless this atmosphere. Bless this line, O God. And, Father, even on tonight as we leave this line, but never your presence, O God, we pray that you will bless this ministry. Father, sanctify this place, O God. Move like you never moved before on tomorrow night, O God. Let your will be so, God. Breathe a fresh wind in this place, O Holy Ghost. Earth and change. In the name of Jesus. God, we bless you now for power and authority. But as we leave this line, but never your presence, God, we shall live and not die. But God, we declare we should live because we want to live. We say we live, and life is our portion. Deal with us in dreams and in visions. Holy Ghost, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank God. God bless y'all on tonight. Love y'all, and see you back here on tomorrow night. Don't forget to bring three people with you. Amen. Bring three people with you. I'm going to see who an evangelist is tomorrow night, but bring three people with you. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless. God bless, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. Amen. We have our marching orders, and we will see you on tomorrow night.
Goodbye.